This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. When I was a child, I thought I knew who my parents were. They were the adults. They told me what to do. Now I'm a grown-up, and my ideas about my parents, who they were, are more complicated. I want to talk about this with our poetry correspondent, because Elizabeth Austin has brought us a poem from this world. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Bill.
What have you brought us?
Well, I'm always drawn to poems that respond in some way to children's relationships with their parents.
You are?
I am. I just think they get more layered the older we get.
Mm-hmm.
So this is by a local poet named Kevin Kraft, and it's from his second collection of poems called Vagrants and Accidentals.
And we want to listen closely because, like any good poem, it reveals itself, it turns. Will you set this up for us?
Yeah, so in one way, the poem is set on the boardwalk in Ocean City, New Jersey. But in another sense, this is a cinematic view of a woman in the second half of the 20th century from her son's perspective as an adult. So here's Kevin Kraft with Matinee.
Matinee. She is one moving over the boardwalk, my mother in Ocean City, New Jersey, crossbeam hammered and hovering above the dune line, boardwalk cracking like an exhumed spine. So much love does she have for it walking, the boards has become her life's work, measuring out the wooden miles like stalking her own horizon, summer after summer, climbing down the gray-green ladder of the Atlantic, only to climb back up again, every plank a sleeper, every nail a fraction of that solitude named for the beach end of the road, 12th Street, 13th, the music pier floating over breakers like an ark. But who is alone walking on a boardwalk, if not my mother, in winter, gauging the distance between storms and the hours she has to make it through childhood and back again, hers awash in sistering, the small tasks of being eldest among six, three in a room, one big bed, born into a boom she can't escape. I know her by the broad-brimmed hat, the trail of gulls, and the easy way she lifts me from the splinter in my foot or finds me somewhere in her 20s, sitting on a bench, waiting if not wailing through a blank day lost and found. What do I know about difficulty then, except what I glean from late-night arguments in the kitchen? My mother driving to work and my father chain-smoking at the end of the driveway. Never mind the hopeless weeping she all but buries herself inside that summer Christopher was lifted, blue and lifeless, from the bottom of the pool. The Atlantic has nothing on her, pounding out its names for a erasure, emptiness and fullness, the same calamity, underwriting now the doo-wop band, now the high school prom and string quartet, drawing the Sanderlings into its sheen, chasing them aside. Through Cold War backwash and every season of the Ferris wheel, she walks as if the boards depended on it, the hardwood opening to her tender instep, so many breaks collecting in her stride.
Again, that's local writer Kevin Kraft reading Matinee from his poetry collection Vagrants and Accidentals. And yes, we're going to talk about the gut punch in that poem. But first, Elizabeth Austin, you talked with Kevin Kraft. What did you want to know after hearing that poem?
Well, I was curious about an image right in the middle of the poem where Kevin writes, "She lifts me from the splinter in my foot or finds me somewhere in her 20s sitting on a bench, waiting, if not wailing, through a blank day lost and found." And he told me that that image of being lifted off the splinter is a metaphor for being adopted. I love how he's turned that around. We would usually talk about removing a splinter, not lifting the child from the splinter.
Right.
But Kevin also told me that he discovered something about his mom as her own person in the world. He told me that she got married right out of high school and took a job at an insurance company, even though her husband, Kevin's dad, expected her to be a housewife.
One of my early memories is a sticker on our front door that said, "Feminism spoken here." And I sort of grew up proud to associate myself with feminism, that I thought that that was the strong, vital, forward-moving political energy in America. And it made sense in our family because my mom was discovering her freedom, growing into things she was never allowed to think about being up until the mid-60s, you know, from high school into marriage. And so the poem really sort of opened that trajectory up, not just for my mother, but it gave me a sense how my mother's life really kind of tracked American culture from the post-war through that very volatile era.
That's writer Kevin Kraft talking about the poem we heard a moment ago, Matinee. Elizabeth, what did he tell you about that image in the poem of the drowned child? Christopher was lifted blue and lifeless from the bottom of the pool.
Yes, that refers to Kevin's little brother. And here's how Kevin described that event and how it upended their family.
My earliest memories are associated with my three siblings, the four of us and our family, camping, going to the beach, doing all those things that middle Americans, white middle Americans in the 70s could do. And then my brother died. It was a terrible accident. He went into the pool when he wasn't supposed to. He thought he had a floaty, but it had a hole in it. And my other brother, I'm the oldest, and then there's Tom. Tom discovered Chris and came running in. I have a vivid memory of it, and it just rippled through our house. And my dad leapt up and tried to save him, and it was a very difficult time, and the neighborhood sort of pulled together around our family, but it was really the beginning of the end of my parents' marriage, which was a little turbulent. My mom and discovering feminism and working for the first time in a women's crisis center, and that did not please my father, who wanted a traditional male working role. And they fought about that a lot. But it was really the death of the brother that sort of really splintered. Okay, we can't hold this together anymore. It didn't happen right away, but that shock lived with us for a while.
So, Bill, after that image of his brother Christopher drowned in the pool, Kevin gives us this image again of his mom walking that boardwalk. He writes, "The Atlantic has nothing on her, pounding out its names for erasure. Emptiness and fullness, the same calamity." I think what I appreciate about what Kevin accomplishes in this poem is how much of a life he does compress into this poem. I do feel like I have a sense of the great arc, the depths, and also the continuity of his mother's life as a person separate from him. I think that can be a hard thing to do, writing about your own parent.
And Elizabeth, does Kevin have his own children now?
He does. He does. He writes about his adopted daughter in other poems, in Vagrants and Accidentals. And, you know, he had this to say about how his understanding of his mom's life affects how he tries to parent his daughter.
The gift that my mother gave me was a sensitivity to the difficult trajectory that women have had in our culture and in our society. And a desire to see that my daughter grows up strong and benefits from that struggle, doesn't forsake those gains, but takes them and builds upon them. And I think that's my most important mission as a father right now. My daughter is 12, going on 17, and has plenty of strength in her. Sometimes it's just a matter of channeling it in the right direction, or just letting her be herself and discover herself. That's a privilege that my mom did not get until later in life. But I want to make sure that my daughter has from the earliest moments.
That's one local writer reflecting on the mother he knew, the mother he didn't know, the parent he's trying to be now. That's Kevin Kraft. He read us the poem Matinee from his collection, Vagrants and Accidentals. And it's our poetry correspondent who brought that to us. And Elizabeth Austin, I enjoyed that and your conversation with Kevin Kraft. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bill.